Well, it's important that somebody of the calibre of Carl Lacey, who stood down as a selector with the county team at Christmas, was approached by other counties and by other avenues of the GAA. Was about to leave the county probably to go to some of those offers, and our games development manager Aaron Kyles had a presentation to make to the executive in the month of January anyway, towards the end of the month, and in that he proposed that we would appoint as part of his overall structure a new head in the academies, and through the negotiations and the deliberations that were made at the county executive last night, the decision was taken and emphasised that it was taken totally all in total agreement, unanimous decision that we would appoint Carl into that position, and he was offered the position, and he's accepted it, and we're delighted that we've taken that step forward. I think it's a positive step forward, and I think he'll fit into the role. He's a pretty experienced guy, and very well respected in with his peers, and people will know who Carl Leffy is when they come into academies in Donegal. So it's important the county didn't lose him.
What exactly is the definition of Carl's role, Mike?
Well, it's probably he will work in conjunction with the games development manager, who will be is the games development manager, and that's exactly what it says. He develops the games in the county and he manages that. Carl will work in line with him, and that the academies, which run from under 14, 15, 16, 17, and probably under 20s, anything beginning with the word under and any underage is development. We're developing players to play for Donegal in the future. There's a lot of different changes that have taken place over the last 6-7 years, and to keep in line with modernisation and with the changes that's required, we need to bring in professional people. Our games development manager is certainly one of those people, and I think this role is similar. We can't expect voluntary workers to have the skills and the knowledge to keep up with the modern changes. I think that we've got to look at that. And the academies, I think, are very, very important. Our underage development squads are very, very important. And the coaching of our coaches within the club structures in the county is vitally important. So all of that interlinked together. We've moved away maybe from our very defensive type game that we were playing in Donegal there for years that a lot of people didn't like, and we've moved into the new modern type game, which we've changed to in the last 2 to 3 years, and I think that's more positive football being played, and we have to probably ignore COVID out of our thinking at the moment, although it's there very prominent in all our decision making, but it's something that we have to look forward to, that maybe the days will come when we get rid of it out of our society. And we've been prepared for that. We've got convoy developed and ready to open, and additional pitches to be built on it. So the positiveness in having our facilities is now that we put the proper people into the facilities to do the structure that's required and to improve it and modernise it forward, that we have professional people in qualified people in those positions to train up the people that are coming through from the coaches that are coming from the clubs. That's the coaches and indeed the young people that are coming forward, and that we have our own facility there now is step one in the ladder, and I think this is step two, and there's a few more steps to be taken, I think, to bring us up to maintain. It's not about getting to a final every now and then, it's about getting up to become one of the top 5 teams in the country and staying there, and that's what the whole ambition is there, and that is the drive that's currently there, and this is a very positive step forward.